What's up, Knicks fans? Welcome to the Morning Drive Live. I'm Danny B. I figured I'm going to start doing these lives instead of just the regular videos, so that way I can really get more in depth about these games instead of just wrapping them up in 2 minutes quick. So we played the Mavericks last night. Oh, man, no Obi Toppin still, but that's all right. That's all right. I really wanted to see Quick get the start and have Burks come back off the bench, you know, but we know Tibbs is just kind of setting his ways in a bit. You know what I mean? He kind of sticks with what he sees as working, you know, because I know a lot of us don't look at it like that, but that's all right. So we came out in the first and we find out Mitch is playing, you know, and I know he wasn't practicing earlier on in the day. I don't think I even seen him on any betting sites. So that was definitely a surprise to see. And he came out with it, picked up right where he left off. He was all over the glass. He was putting them back. RJ getting downhill, slicing inside. Poorly. I think they went 0 for 19 or something like that in the first half. So just crazy to see. We had a 13-point lead after the first. We had a 27-point lead that we pushed it to at halftime. And what I just wanted to touch on was in that third quarter, because I mentioned this the last morning drive, was that about 5 minutes left or so in the third quarter, sometimes earlier, as we saw last night, we stopped playing with that intensity, right? We stopped playing with the pace that we have where we're successful. And the Mavericks pushed back last night. You know, they were able to cut the lead from close to 30 down to, I think it was 14 they cut it to. And, you know, but we were able to withstand it. Building up that 27-point lead in the first half, you know, it kind of gave us a nice cushion to, you know, withstand the Mavericks' assault. So that's what happened, you know. So we came into the fourth, and then we really turned that intensity up. I'll say this. We closed out the third quarter. The last minute or so in that third quarter, we really picked up the intensity the way that we should have been playing that whole quarter. And we go into the fourth with that intensity, and we hold the Mavericks to 12 points in that fourth quarter. So I was just glad to see us win. 107-77 was that final score. Three wins in a row. I know there's fans out there that don't want to see the wins. I had a lengthy conversation about this last night in a Spaces with my guy, Ari from Manhattan, Jay from Florida, Papa Left, and we went in. We literally just laid out every option, every reason that we could think of for why or why they shouldn't tank, right? And I mean, listen, there's arguments on both sides. You know, people value draft picks to a certain degree the same way that we value experience, you know, and the lessons that you learn and going through the trials and tribulations of a season. You know, I'm looking at like last night when you see a guy like Deuce getting more minutes, and granted he's getting more minutes because of other guys being out also. It's a combination of things. But a guy like Deuce, right, who's been putting on a clinic in the G League, and he comes into the NBA and it just hasn't translated directly yet. And so I'm looking for these last 15 games now to be just that. You know what I mean? I want Deuce to come in here and use these games to get him adjusted to that NBA level, you know? And I feel like last night you started seeing it a little bit. You know, I know his shot's been kind of hit or miss, but the thing to me is when you start seeing him driving in and putting in those layups, and the more that he does that, the more it's going to feel like second nature, the exact way that he does that in the G League. So I want to see things like that through these next 15 games. I understand that there's value in getting a lower draft pick. I absolutely do. I just look at it as like it's not guaranteed value. You know what I mean? It's a chance to get a player that you'd still have to take a chance on anyway. You know, and I feel like we've been down that road, guys like Ntilikina, guys like Knox, and it just hasn't worked out. We've never had good luck in the draft, so I'm not looking to put stock and value in there. And that's okay if you do. There's no right way to build a championship team. There's no right way to set yourselves up as a contender. There's multiple layers, multiple facets that have everything to do with it. I remember watching Jerry Krause in The Last Dance talking about when he's putting together those Jordan teams, he had chemistry in mind. You know, like that was accounted for. He was looking at the guys that he's bringing in and how those personalities would mesh together. There's so much more than just on-court talent and things like that. So definitely something to look out for and to think about. But like I said, these last 15, I really want to see our guys just give it their all. I want to see what we got to work with. I want to be able to evaluate these guys and know where we stand, so that way next season we have a better idea of how we could piece together a team that'll, or even bring together pieces that will put us on to the, you know, the next level that we need to be at. You know, it's not always about drafting the, that guy. I'm looking at it as like, you could put packages together to sign and trade, or to trade for, or there's other ways to get those guys, you know, and that's the way I think that we have to go. I think that we've tanked enough. We've been in the lottery and the draft enough. There's no reason to keep doing it. We have a good amount of young players that if we could continue to just keep grinding this out, I think that we'll eventually put ourselves in a position to be contenders. So that's what I got for y'all today. That's the morning job. If anybody's watching, you got any comments or takes you want to put out there, I'm going to pull over real quick and read some comments. The energy Deuce brings changes these games. Great point. Absolutely, man. That energy itself is just huge, huge. You know, I feel like I get what Bullock did last night. You know, he didn't really make himself look like a piece that we should be missing. But the intensity that that guy brought last year is sorely missed, sorely missed. And you get it from guys like Grimes, guys like Deuce. So it shocks me that it took this long for Tibbs to really start utilizing these guys. They're Tibbs guys, you know, like they display qualities that, you know, Tibbs likes. So it's just, it's him sticking with, I got a better feeling with the vets, and it, you know, but listen, this point of the season, we don't want to see that no more, you know. Grinding is a sure thing. Trying to get a better pick is subject to chance. Absolutely. Definitely is. We were talking about that last night, you know, and listen, to the opposite, I'm big on playing devil's advocate. I don't want to tank. I want to obviously play my guys the rest of the way through, but you look at it like the opposite way also, right? Like, grinding is, like you said, is short. Better pick is subject to chance. Chance, we already know this, right? But you can't put a value on experience. Like, you can numerically calculate odds, right, and chances and exactly what you're mentioning, but you can't put numbers on the experience and what guys get out of it. You know, I was seeing a lot of people yesterday talking about, too, like, the winning from the season before really didn't carry over to this season. And I was thinking about it for a little bit, right? And the more that I think about it, the more I think it did, right? Because you look at, say, five games in, six games in, when we were four, you know, 4-0 or 4-1, I think it was, and then 5-1. In that period of time, it carried over. You know, the players felt it. MSG felt it. The fan base felt it. Like, there was an aura around this team and with the team itself. And I think that once that initial, you know, enamor kind of wore off a little bit, again, six games in or so, reality hit and reality sets in. And the pieces that you now have in play that you didn't last year, you know, have to really go through the rigors and trials of tribulation. And it's just like, listen, they didn't mesh as well as you would have liked to see them do right off the bat. And it took time, man. Kemba's obviously not the same guy. His defense wasn't up to par as well as EP's was last season. And then you look at Fournier, a guy who just took so long to get into a rhythm with this team, you know. And obviously it's a little too late, but hopefully, listen, next year's a different story. I know there's a lot of guys that don't want to see, you know, certain guys back next year, but I think that we're going to be seeing them next year, and it's going to be the year after that we're looking to kind of figure something out. Of course, you know, you still got to give credence to the front office to, you know, make certain plays, get guys like a Cam Reddish that we just saw, get guys like Derrick Rose the season before. So I give him a little bit of, you know, benefit of the doubt. So hopefully we see something next season, but that's all it is at the moment, man. We got a big game up next. We got Memphis Friday night. You know, that whole Morant versus RJ narrative is going to start poking its head out in the next couple of days. So I like where we're at, though. I like how RJ's been playing. Last night he had a little bit more of a quiet night than he's had recently, 18 points or so, 6 assists. But listen, I think he's primed, ready to get into this Memphis game. I think that it's going to be a hell of a battle, that's for sure. So the one thing I liked last night, defense, roles. Everybody, I felt like everybody played a role. And that's only the second time this season that I've even said it, you know. So That needs to be figured out. I feel like we had a good balance last night. I said it the last morning drive also. The balance that we had in terms of distributing the ball, in terms of just, you know, who's commanding, you know, not only just the ball, but the plays themselves. Who's really commanding the pace of the offense? And you saw it balanced last night. You know, of course, you would have liked to see RJ get it a little bit more. But outside of that, I think that it was pretty spread around. And even if you look at the box numbers, man, like, you know, everybody contributed. So the more that they could do that, and hopefully it's some kind of a rhythm that they get into, I want to see them develop that, and hopefully it does translate into the next season. We'll see. Again, like I said, Memphis on Friday night. What does my guy Brooks say? We allowed the lowest number of points in the first half of the season. Yeah, man. And then look at the fourth quarter. We only allowed 12 points in the fourth quarter, right? So you look at the third quarter, the Mavs come marching back. You know, they cut the lead down to 14 points. And that last minute, we really picked up the intensity. We killed their momentum. I liked Tibbs calling the timeout in the third. I haven't really seen him do that too much this season in terms of calling timeouts to kill the other team's momentum. I was big on that his first season with us. And it's finally starting to come back around. So I don't know what the hell's happened, man. It's like a light switch is flicked, but whatever. Quickly's playing lights out, even if he's not scoring. Facts. Quickly's been huge all season long. He's just been an instigator. You know what I mean? He comes out and he brings that energy, and it's, we need more of it. We really do. So let me see what else we got. Deuce defense is infectious. Yes, it is. We need more of it. You know, we need more of it. We need more guys to bring that intensity. That's the bottom line. So that's it for me today. I appreciate everybody rocking with me. I'm going to keep doing these lives in the morning. I'm going to try to set a time so that way everybody knows when I'm going to be coming through, so we could all have a bigger discussion about it in the morning. So King Millie, I appreciate you, man. Tibbs became a shell of himself. I'll say it again, his own worst enemy. It definitely seems at times. It's a fair take. You cannot argue that with the way that things have played out this season. You know, there's a lot of pieces of Tibbs' game that you could point to. So I'll end it with that. Mind New York, you the man, bro. I appreciate everybody. I'm out. I'll see you guys Friday. Peace.